Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. What I love about Shopify is basically how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. I know we use Shopify here at Betches, and honestly, anyone with any kind of business could really benefit from Shopify. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/betches, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/betches now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/betches.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Welcome to So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey, the podcast where we cover all the pop culture we love to hate, from the classic reality TV moments of the past and present to the latest Daily Mail headlines and everything in between. We'll dive into all the infamous and notorious messes you can't stop watching. I'm looking at you, Jax Taylor. I'm your host, Ryan Bailey.
It goes on and on and on.
Start to dance and now I'm singing like,
oh, I want something just like this.
I'll be over now, but I feel it still.
But I always had a feeling,
really,
really.
Duh.
I want you to be happier.
Because I'm happy.
When I'm wiser and I'm older.
Cause you make me feel right.
It goes on and on and on.
Where we began.
This is crazy.
After all these years,
oh, you're magical, Mr. Right.
close your eyes.
You're a wish. All about that place, much simpler than this.
Hey, you know me. Just
hold on, I'm going home. All about that glitz and the glam and the fashion.
All about that
pandemonium and all the magic.
Don't let you forget me.
Folks, what is up? It's So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey. This is Ryan Bailey. You're not listening to an episode from this past year. You are listening to a brand new episode. It is, what is it, Monday, December 27th. Turns out Christmas was 2 days ago now. How did everybody do? Did we all make out like bandits? Did everybody get cool things? Did we hang out with good people? I know I ate way too, I'm so sick of, I mean, this last 2 years, I've eaten more than just everybody that's eaten combined. It's just too much. I hope everybody had a great time with their family and their friends, or even got some solitary time. We're having a good time here in Arizona. Bill and Becky Bailey will be on the show this week. So yeah, let me explain. I don't need to explain. I'm doing a podcast. It's not rocket science, but yeah, I'll be doing new episodes this week. I'll be taking Friday off, but we'll have new episodes. I know a lot of people take these couple weeks off because not a lot of people listen, but I'm doing this for the people that do listen, or, you know, I don't know, if you want to have somebody talking in the background, I volunteer as tribute. Let it be me. Let it be me that narrates your holiday time. But I got a gift for you. No commercials today, because iHeart was like, yo, you can take the week off. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to surf this wave by myself. And they're like, really? And I was like, yeah. And I was like, cool. I don't have to, like, cause I edit the podcast too. So I'm like, sweet. I don't even have to do edit breaks for commercials. Like that's like 30 minutes of work I don't have to do. So I'm thrilled. So of course it's Monday. So it's Pop Culture Roundup with Sophie Ross. Sophie recovering from COVID in New York. This is just a fun conversation. We do the Kardashian, the Pete Davidson, the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, the Real Housewives. We got Lisa Rinna. We got Erica Jane trying to be sexy in a Santa outfit. We got Sweet James Noella, the new girl from Real Housewives of Orange County. We talk about all of this stuff. It is when we talk about, the holiday movies, Matrix Revolutions, Don't Look Up. We talk about what we've been watching. I started Yellowstone, everybody, and I'm digging it. I mean, guys, I put that I was watching Yellowstone up on my Instagram. I got so many people that are like, girl, you're going to love it. I was like, please don't call me girl. But, you know, I got so many people that reached out and said that I was going to love it. And like, talk to me when you get to the third season. Talk to me when you get to the fourth season. I'm like, I don't know how I've got things to do. I watched it in dribs and drabs, and I watched Matrix and Don't Look Up and catching up on so many things. I got organized. I don't know. I'm trying to think of some fun. Bill and Becky, like I said, oh, my dad's going to do a Patreon episode on Wednesday. And by the way, Patreon subscribers, the cards got mailed out on Wednesday. I think I talked about the Kinko's issues this past week. Wild. But they are out. The cards are out. Please let me know when they're in. And I don't know, if you want to post them, tag me in it so I can repost it. It's very silly, but Patreon is going to change up a little bit in the new year, in a more streamlined way. But of Real Housewives of Miami, the classic recaps with Maritza Lopez start back up this week. My dad's going to be on the Patreon this week. Got another thing coming on the Patreon this week. So that is for the Patreon. On top of these episodes that will be here for you this week. Here's the deal. Yeah, it's I don't know. There's just too many people I want to talk to. There's too many things I want to talk about. I am pumped for the new year. Oh, here's a request for anybody that knows about cameras and webcams and stuff. I'm thinking about becoming a cam girl. What do you guys think? No. Shout out to cam girls. I'm not making fun of that. I'm just saying, it would be funny if I was a cam girl, because I don't have an attractive body. That's why. And I'm not a girl. This is just a mess already, isn't it? Happy end of the year. What I was going to say was, if anybody, So Bad It's Good, we are going to start having a video element in it. A lot of podcasts are doing that, and I want to be on the cutting edge. So for like cool interviews with some Bravo Labs and some people, you know, you might want to see me or the guest, or, you know, I think for recaps, it might be funny. So if you guys, if anybody really knows their stuff, I'm looking for a really good webcam for a MacBook Pro. And I don't know if I need to get a webcam or an actual camera. If anybody has any knowledge in this, I know it's a shot in the dark. I've already been doing some research myself. I've been reading so many damn Amazon reviews of so many things, but I would love to add that element. I think it's kind of the next progression of where we're trying to go here at So Bad It's Good. So I'm really excited about that. And I hope you guys will be down for it too when the YouTube and all that stuff starts. okay, all the plugs. TikTok, I'm on TikTok now. I've been enjoying that. Okay, we got that. What else did Meditza tell me? She wrote me a note. I have a photo of the note she told me to remind. Okay, Patreon, I did that. Okay, Miami, plug Patreon card. Yeah, okay, that's it. Okay, you guys, are you ready? You ready to this? I've been around my parents. It's like I've been running nonstop. My mom, you guys, I gotta tell you, like, I wish I had what my mom had. My mom is nonstop work. Like, she gets shit done, you guys. And this is what I'm saying. Like, and no offense to the guys listening out there, but girls get shit done. Like, guys, like, we get in our own way a lot of the times, I've noticed, or we let, like, our own feelings get into things. Like, girls fucking, they make shit happen. Like, the fact that guys ever got control over anything shocks me. Like, shocks me. Like, the women that I know in my life get shit done. And I'm, like, sitting there, like, shocked. Like, we did three things. Can we take a breather? Like, my mom, like, the night I got in, we mailed off hundreds of holiday cards to everybody. And it was a process, like, writing something on each. I wrote something on each card. We put the addresses on, return the address, like, lick the envelope, put the stamp on. And it was wild. And my mom, like, I was like, oh, this will take us 2 days. We did it that night. Like, she would not stop until we finished it. And then the next day we ran errands all day. And I've just, like, I gotta say, like, I know it's not cool to be a mama's boy or anything like that, but, like, you gotta give it up. Like, you gotta give that respect, because it's like, I just don't see how she does it. I just, and then you appreciate everything that she's done my entire life. You know, I'm just so impressed with her sometimes. It's wild. And, you know, and my dad's really funny. So my dad's a really funny dude. Anyways, okay. Oh, yeah, and Connor, my nephew, he's been helping me with the webcams and trying, like, out this new software. But he's in his own world. So it's, like, in dribs and drabs to get him to, like, kind of help me. But he's such a great kid. And my niece is great. I don't know. I've had a really nice family visit so far. No drama, thankfully. Not a lot of people wearing masks in Arizona. I noticed that. So, like, it is wild to go from LA, where everybody's masked up again. And of course, New York, where you're hearing everybody just has COVID and everybody's, like, masked up now. And then you come to Arizona and, like, I'm wearing a mask to all these stores and I'm getting dirty looks for wearing a mask. Like, I'm putting them out. And I'm like, this is wild, man. I forget how big the world is, and we're all on different paths, and it's just wild. But anyways, thank you for being on this path with me. We're going to have fun this week, and this is a really fun conversation. I think this is the perfect way to start the week. And that is it, you guys. If you need me, you know where to find me. Follow me on all the things. Give me a, oh yeah, if you listen on Spotify, please give me a 5-star review on Spotify. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, please give me a 5-star review on that. It really does help, and it's something I take pride in, and I take pride in the show. So if you have the urge, please do it. If you don't, awesome. And that's it. Let's get into the week. And I hope we have the best last week of 2021 ever. I mean, it's already a better time than last year, because at this time last year was when I realized I had COVID and my whole family had given me COVID. And then we got Hilaria Baldwin happened this week as well. So what a week in retrospect. And I'll be doing a year-end wrap-up one of the days this week, and I cannot wait for that. So that's it, folks, and I will talk to you on Tuesday. Here she is, Sophie Ross. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your Monday episode. We don't have to do this, folks. Most podcasts take this week off, but we do not, because we actually care about this weird time and space where you might be at your parents' house, or you might be off of work and you have nothing to do and you're just kind of walking around like a zombie, not knowing who, when, where, what, or why. So we are here to start you into this week gently. You know her, you love her, a writer, a comedian, a lover of reality shows, a student of pop culture, a daughter, a lover, a sister. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Sophie Ross.
Hi, baby gorgeous.
Baby gorgeouses. By the way, I want to tell you, your mom is not looking out for you. I will say that much.
What did she do this time?
So I reached out to your mom to say, hey, what would Sophie like for the holidays? What gift would she like for the holidays? And she told me, Sophie doesn't need anything.
She told me she said that. And I was like, why did you say that?
I it was the most bizarre. And I love your mom, but I was like, wow, like what a way. It's not throwing you under a bus, but it's really giving you kind of a saint-like status where you're not about possessions at all.
Exactly. And I'm very materialistic.
That's what I thought.
She knows I'm materialistic.
I was like, the daughter I know that you have seems like she would like stuff.
She told me she said that. And I was like, why did you say that? Like, I like gifts.
Yeah.
And I like giving gifts. I like receiving gifts. I'm materialistic. Call me shallow.
No, I mean, but this is the time. This is the time of the year to be materialistic in a lot of ways, but I do. So I did donate to build a well in Canada for you under your name. So
thank you so much.
Yeah, I figured, but I've never experienced that where it wasn't even a, let me think, it was a, she doesn't need anything.
She's so annoying. Love you, mommy, but you're annoying.
I really stumped me. I just did not count on it at all. But I mean, really, other than that, she's, I mean, amazing. I was shocked. And then I actually told my mom,
Mom, throw me under the bus. And what? Then she backed it up and ran over me again.
Well, then I told my mom, I said, Mom, if anybody ever asks you if I want stuff, you say I want stuff. Like, don't ever do that. Don't ever I was like, always tell people I want stuff. If anybody asks you if I want stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love stuff, you know?
Yeah. She thinks she's such a saint, Mother Teresa. Oh, she doesn't need anything.
Well, she gave me a list for herself that was like a mile long.
Yeah. Like, this isn't the Hilton family, you know, like even Kathy Hilton was like, I need 2 million an episode.
Yeah. Last we left you, Sophie, you said you potentially might have COVID. Did you?
Yeah.
Okay. So
basically, yes.
So you are a New Yorker, obviously, and that really hit really hard. Omicron, are you done now? How do you
I feel know? A lot better, and I've basically been in my apartment for like 3 weeks not seeing anyone, so I really want to just get a negative test, and then I'll be like, okay, I'm done with it.
But how do you get the I heard the tests are on short supply.
Yeah, so I ordered a couple already, but I use them all. And so I have another one on the way. But yeah, I went to CVS the other day. They're all sold out at CVS, obviously. Like, it's so annoying. And I was reading that rapid at-home COVID tests cost 80 cents to make. Why are they so hard to get?
Because it's America. Like, this is, I mean, we can't.
Capitalism.
I mean, it's bizarre. Well, I mean, so you've been in, I mean, obviously you're still working, but I mean, what have you really watched this last week?
Oh my God. I mean, that's the thing. It's like my mom, and speaking of my mom and like, you know, my grandma and stuff, they're like, oh, you're all alone. That's so sad. I'm like, wait, this is like the best time ever. Yeah. I've just been alone to watch shows. No excuse to do anything. Emily in Paris 2, I obviously watched in like, you know, a day. It was so cute. I love it. Team yeah, Alfie. Yeah. I watched Don't Look Up.
I watched Don't Look Up. What did you think?
I thought it was silly. I thought it was pretty dumb.
See, I liked it. I mean, I didn't love it, but I liked it in the sense of it reminded me of Dr. Strangelove, which is a Stanley Kubrick black and white film from a long time ago. But I just liked that it was kind of, it spoke to the frustrations of living in the modern age. And the thing is that, you know, we are going to have, and we're going through it right now. These life altering things that are happening, and we kind of are at war with each other. And so, like, we're going to have these bad things happen, and we're going to be fighting with each other instead of actually paying attention to what's in front of us. And I think that is, it was a point well made. And also, I just kind of like, it wasn't perfect, but I kind of like thinking at movies. Like, it's been a while since I've like actually like, oh, that's an interesting idea. I thought the same thing about Matrix Resurrections.
It showed and didn't tell. Or wait, what is it? Show, don't tell. It told instead of showed.
Yeah, I mean, it hit you over the head with that idea.
It was like so like hitting you over the head. I was like, okay, this is like silly.
But there were, like, I mean, there were certain points.
I just couldn't take it seriously.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. Well, there were moments.
I guess you're not supposed to because it's. I guess you're not supposed to because it's satire.
It's a black comedy. It's like a very dark comedy. Matrix Resurrections is another one where I was like, really interesting ideas. But I was like, wow, people are going to really hate this. Like, I can't imagine going to a movie theater. People would be so insanely disappointed and really confused. I kind of liked it. I thought it was like a really kind of interesting idea. But it's not, I mean, like, I was like, people are going to hate this movie, you know?
I'm not caught up on, like, the Matrix cinematic universe. Do I have to watch all the Matrixes?
You know, it helps, but it kind of doesn't matter. It's
all just, like, numbers. It's all just, like, floating numbers, right?
Yeah, that's what it's all about, floating numbers. No, it's about it's about computer code, but it's more than that. They actually, but see, it's interesting because the Matrix, like, 20 years ago, like, kind of ushered in this era of being extremely online and really they were one of the first movies that got pegged for school violence because of all the shoot 'em up scenes in the movie and bullet time. And now it's interesting because it kind of comments on what they created. And this filmmaker, Lana Wachowski, she's a female now. She's transgender. And like 20 years ago when her and her brother, who is now transgender as well, made this film, completely different times. And it's so interesting what she's trying to say now, but it just won't line up with those people looking for what that movie was 20 years ago, you know?
Has it been getting good reviews? I didn't look at
it. So reviews. I mean, it's like, it's gotten not horrible reviews, but the reviews kind of, I think, always point out, this is definitely not for everybody. Like I think the first 45 minutes are really cool in retrospect, but you will be going like, what the hell? How does this tie in? I don't know. Like,
what's the new Matrix called? What's it called?
It's called Don't Look Up. No, it's called Matrix Resurrections. It's on HBO Max. It's on HBO Max. Yeah, like, don't go to the theater. Just watch it on HBO Max, guys. But it's 2.5 hours. But I don't know. I kind of like
66% on Rotten Tomatoes.
What is Don't Look Up?
I think Don't Look Up like got so-so also. Let's see if it's certified rotten or it's 56 certified rotten.
Yeah, baby. Well, now Spider-Man, I saw.
Yeah, baby.
Sweet Kate. Hey, Kaden, I got a knee surgery. I got a replacement knee. The Kardashians canceled their Christmas party. Good old Caitlyn couldn't come.
Wait, they didn't though.
They canceled the big one.
Oh, it was just like an intimate.
The Kardashians canceled the big one. It was an intimate one where Pete and his mom came and they all dressed up. And
I hate how Kylie is trying to slowly transition back into social media without saying and it's like people are like, well, it's you damned if you do and you damned if you don't. It's like, no, just honor post. I know that she, you know, can't say some things for liability reasons. I know Travis is getting sued out of his ass. Honor the victims in some way. It just feels gross that she's right away promoting her cash grabs instead of like, and it's Christmas time. Like, it's so sickening.
Well, but that's what I'm reading this book right now called Hype by Gabrielle Bluestone, I think.
Oh yeah. I love that book. And I love Gabrielle.
Yeah. Gabrielle's coming on the show in January. And I'm like almost 3/4 of the way through it, but it talks about one of your favorites, by the way. What's that girl's name? Fast Fashion. We Wore What?
Oh yeah, Danielle Bernstein.
Danielle Bernstein. There's a whole chapter on Danielle Bernstein. And it's one of those things where Kylie and all those Kardashians have created something now where it is a machine where they have to post. Like, their deals depend on their posting. Like, they're trying to generate as much money. And by the way, it doesn't make it right. But now they're caught up in this kind of weird beast where they can't be humans. I mean, it's got to be, I would love to know the conversations that go on over there. And even if you don't like the Kardashians, what I always try to point out is that this is amazing because it really holds a mirror up to what society is going through in terms of the one percenters. Like, this is fascinating that all of these people did die at this Travis Scott concert. And then you have Kylie kind of sneaking under the wire of like, yo, guys, you can find my favorite purses on my Kylie closet, you know?
Yeah, she's just trying to, like, test the waters, and it's so obvious. And I loved how people in the comments were not, you know, into it. Most people, there were some like, the queen is back, obviously.
Yeah, brainless. All those blue check marks are always, like, so ass-kissy.
Brainless idiots. But a lot of the comments, like, pray for the families. We all knew you'd do this. We're not buying it. Kylie, the ambulance chaser. Like, all of these, we have not forgotten, like, blah, blah, blah. So I don't know if she's gonna, you know, keep at it, but this is obviously going to follow her for a while. And this is certainly the worst scandal that the Kardashian clan has seen. It's like, there's no way for Kris Jenner to PR her way out of this. Like, there's just no, and if there, and if she did have a soul, she would know that honoring the victims in some way. Kylie, I know that, like, it wouldn't make it right. And, like, I don't know for liability purposes, but the fact that they were at this concert and they were, you know, fans of Travis Scott or whatever. If Kylie Jenner visited some of the, or visited people or did any, and I know a lot of people would say it was just for PR, do it quietly, do anything that honors the victims, the lives were lost, well, instead of pretending they never existed.
Maybe she has, and we don't know about it. Who knows? Maybe she sent a bunch of lip palettes over to the victims' families.
I hope so. You know? I really, really, really hope so. The only statement she made was Travis and I had no idea what was happening in the crowd, and we're both devastated. That was the only comment she's ever made on any of this. And 13 or however many people it was, how many people died again?
I think it's 10, like, but there,
10,
there were,
yeah, there were people that died injured after the fact, like a lot of people injured for life, like, and traumatized for life. Just she has no soul. I don't know. It really pissed me off. It pissed me off more than I thought it would, seeing her post again.
The thing that I found, I was talking to my niece on Christmas Eve, and she's 11 years old, and we were talking about concerts, and we were talking about Olivia Rodrigo, and she's never been to a concert before. And I said, you know, well, we should go see Olivia Rodrigo. I was like, I'm going to be there regardless. You should come with me. Yeah. And she was like, well, and she, I swear to God, she said this, she's like, that sounds so cool, but like, I don't want to, like, and I swear to God, she goes, I don't, like, would I get trampled or something? Like, would it be like the Travis Scott thing? I go, no. I said, that's a music. Like I said, I said, that's very smart. That's very, you know, I totally get what you're saying, but you know, there's assigned seating at concerts. I've been to so many concerts. They're very safe, but you're right. You always got to watch out. You don't want to get in those crowds, but it was fascinating to know that got to her, you know?
She thinks she's going to get moshed at an Olivia Rodrigo.
By the way, who knows? Like, she hasn't gone on tour yet. It might be flipping wild. It might be insane.
Like, who knows? Honestly, you're right.
That's what I'm saying. Right. Like, who? And by the way, how almost like that would just be insane if you got trampled during driver's license. Like, that'd be horrible. I mean, it really would just be awful.
The last.
Oh, imagine! Yeah, being like just like.
Got my driver's license last week.
Well, you saw that one TikTok video of the mom and the two moms getting into a fight at the Olivia Rodrigo concert.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like that was amazing.
Yeah, and concerts. Well, by the way, also, we've been in like 2 years of kind of like a big question mark. So you throw all of this kind of energy into a crowd of like 70. It's just, I don't know. I don't know if we even know how to act around each other anymore. So it's wild.
True.
Well, the biggest, but that's not Kylie's biggest track. The biggest tragedy right now facing the Kardashians is Kris Jenner released a single on Christmas Eve called The Old Jingle Bells, produced by Travis Scott and Kourtney Kardashian. And supposedly
Travis Barker.
Oh, sorry, Travis Barker. It would have been nice if they put Travis Scott on the track just to kind of give him a boost. But
he was like, it's lit.
Yeah. Yo, I feel rage. But I saw that pop up on the 24th or the 23rd or the 24th. And it's a picture of Kris Jenner, like Christmas Eve from like 30 years ago, I think. And either Kris was in on it or they recorded it without Kris's knowledge and they produced it for like a Christmas gift. Do you know anything about this?
I honestly know nothing about it. And I haven't even bothered to listen to it yet, but I've seen like the picture of Kris Jenner everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's neither here nor there. I don't.
Exactly. It's like, okay.
Yeah. Okay. And I know, I do know one person in particular that says, you know, she skips past when we do the Kardashians. So this is the last Kardashian story, but I'm just so damn confused about it. Is we've got to talk about the Pete Davidson thing, because Pete Davidson is in California right now. Kim Kardashian loaned him her Rolls Royce, and then paparazzi got him over at our local, one of our local dispensaries in Los Angeles called MedMen, in her Rolls.
I've been there.
Well, I mean, there's a bunch of different locations.
It's like an Apple store.
Yeah, it's very nice. But he didn't have the right idea, so they turned him away. And then the paparazzi got him pissing right next to Kim's Rolls Royce.
Yeah, I saw that. And I also refuse to believe, I refuse to believe that Kim Kardashian dates someone who smokes cigarettes.
Okay, that was the second thing. Is then the next day, we got him still in the Rolls Royce. Like, I like that the Rolls Royce is the loner car for Kim's friends and lovers. And he goes to get two.
That's the same with me. That's the same. That's how Amy Ross thinks her life is. She just loans out the Rolls Royce.
Hey, babe, feel free to take my Toyota Corolla to run any of your errands. but Pete was shot coming out of like a convenience store with not one, two packs of American Spirit cigarettes. And that was the thought that went through my head, is that like, it's obviously starting to get real, but it's also starting to get real dumb, where I'm like, yo, like, he truly is like a smoker, a guy that, like, how much can she change up what she's, and I, guys, I'm not talking about if he's a nice guy or a funny guy. I think he's both. This is not what I'm talking about. I'm just talking about the actual look of it all is starting to get weird. And like, obviously the kids are involved now. And his mom's involved now. They've had to have only hung out four or five times.
Okay, that the mom that was going around in like the background of Chloe's photo at Christmas, that's Lorraine Schwartz.
Oh, that wasn't.
That was not Pete's mom. That was incorrectly identified.
Oh, Amanda, not skinny, not fat. What are you doing?
Yeah,
oh,
she should know, because she's like good. They follow her.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Amanda then was out in LA and was like having dinner with like Stassi and Lala and Katie, which I would have rather had with Ariana, Team Ariana. But
yeah, same here.
Anyways, I don't know. Like, I know this is obviously real in a way, or whatever real can be to her, but I don't know, man. It's messing with my mind. She passed the baby bar. She's doing prison reform, and then it's Pete. I don't know because I feel bad. It makes no sense.
And that's why we know it's PR, because it just doesn't align with who we know Kim is.
But see, that's the PR thing, is the thing, like, when we say all these conspiracy theories about Bravo, it's like, some of these things can't be conspiracy theories. Some of these just have to be awful mistakes. Like, we make awful mistakes in everyday life in who we choose to date and marry and have kids with. We make mistakes. So maybe this is a mistake. And I'm not even saying it's a mistake on Kim's part. It could be a mistake on Pete's part, but I just don't believe Pete would play along in a PR thing when he's like, his whole image is not punk rock, but like, yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy I'm here. It's crazy, huh?
Let's clear something up. I know that Pete Davidson loves to pretend that he doesn't like attention, doesn't care about fame, and he just doesn't give a fuck, and he just likes to smoke weed in his mom's basement in Staten Island. Yeah. No, he cares about fame. Even Ariana said that. Remember when, after him and Ariana broke up, she said on Twitter, she was like, huh, for someone who claims to not care about fame, you're always clout chasing. And I think
that's interesting.
And someone also said that he's like a Scorpio stellum,
what?
Astrology-wise.
Is that a superhero?
This is like deep cut astrology that I don't fully understand, but I saw astrology Twitter also being like, yeah, he likes attention. Let's not pretend. And look, he just booked like a Calvin Klein, whatever Calvin Klein sponsorship.
He was in his undies with Machine Gun Kelly jumping around.
He's fucking getting more attention than he was ever getting before. So come on, let's not act like Pete Davidson is like too good for PR relationships. He is benefiting from this a lot. Everyone likes money. He's getting a lot of money out of this. Pete Davidson, I see you.
Pete, I don't see you. Just so we have it even. But I don't know. It's just weird. Can you imagine driving on an LA freeway and you look and it's like Pete in a Rolls Royce that you know is Kim Kardashian's? Like, it's weird.
I doubt. Do you wait? Okay, so you know LA. Do you
think like the back of my hand.
He was actually like, you know, driving around the freeway, or was he just, you know, like going down the block for a PR shot?
I mean, he was, from what it looked like, he was in LA proper. He was in, like, he was on, I believe, the MedMen on Santa Monica Boulevard, like right near West Hollywood, which is a long way away from Kim's place, which is a weird, that's all deep in Hollywood. Like, if you just wanted cigarettes, he must have been doing something else. Because if you want cigarettes, I'm sure they have them in Hidden Hills, you know?
I'm also surprised, I guess, like Staten Island, I'm like surprised that he's like a good driver as like a New Yorker, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that's the other thing. If it was PR, I'd also then do a PR car crash.
Right.
Like, wouldn't you? I mean, that would be kind of
like a minor car crash, obviously. But that would be really funny. Like a fender bender.
Yeah, a fender, but like something. And I mean, that would be hysterical. Okay. Now, this is a sad story, and I hate to do sad stories because we are in the holidays, and sometimes it's sad for people, but. I don't know. I need your thoughts. Is that we like Camelot has fallen. Chrishell Staus and Jason Oppenheim are no longer together. Now, I've already mentioned this on the pod this past week, but I did not talk about it with you. Where were you when you found out about this?
I was on my couch where I've been for the past 3 weeks.
I was in bed myself, and I always remember that. Yeah.
But yeah, I'll always remember where I was.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's disappointing. I was rooting for them. The more, you know,
that comes out. Were you really rooting for them?
I was rooting for them. I want Chrishell to get her happy ending. She clearly, you know, wants to have a family. Like, I want that for her. I think that, you know, a short king might be good for her. And
you believe this relationship. You believe now this.
The more that comes out. No, I believe it was for the show, but you know, I want Chrishell to get her happy ending.
I mean, she's got it. She's working on a hit show. That's her happy ending.
I think she really wants a family. She like likes tweets like about like kids being the best thing in the world.
Oh, does she really?
Like, yeah. Like she definitely wants children. Like, I want that for her. I want her to, you know, whatever makes Chrishell happy. I'm team Chrishell. But yeah, I want her to have her happy ending and end up with someone good.
Well, let me read you this statement that Jason Oppenheim put out, that this is when I was like, holy, I was willing to let all of this slide until I read this. He put this writing over a picture of him and Chrishell, and it says, "While Chrishell and I are no longer together, we remain best friends and we will always love and support one another. She was the most amazing girlfriend I've ever had, and it was the happiest and most fulfilling relationship of my life. While we have different wants regarding the family, we continue to have the utmost respect for one another. Chrishell is an exceptional human being, and loving her and having her in my life was one of the best things that has ever happened to me." Like, this dude could have said nothing. This dude could have just said, me and Chrishell really respect each other. Said it was one of the happiest moments of his life. Like, this is a 6-month relationship. And if it really was this damn groundbreaking, I know you would fight for it and maybe change your even positions on fatherhood instead of putting out this Instagram post. I mean, by the way, got 266,000 likes, more than Jason Oppenheim will ever see in his life again. But this is the longest like breakup thing that I've ever seen a guy post on Instagram.
Mary found dead in a ditch. That's so insulting to Mary.
Yeah. By the way, Mary, you guys, if you don't know, if you don't watch the show, was his ex-girlfriend, is on the show. She's married to a dude that like speaks 6 words of English. His name's Lettuce. His name's Kale. No, Romaine. His name's Romaine.
Wait, by the way, most of my company is French. So I have a French coworker named Romain. It's pronounced Romain. So I think it's interesting now because when I first heard the name Romaine, I thought it was Romaine, but it's Romain.
But they say Romaine on the show.
Because they don't know how to pronounce it. The French.
That's amazing. I love that they don't know how to pronounce
it. They're
the
like Romaine.
He's like, well,
it became embarrassing when I was saying Romaine at work. And I was like, oh, it's Romain.
Folks, summer is just around the corner, so it's time to say goodbye to those jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. Now, I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune, and luckily, I found Quince. Now, I have a lineup of timeless pieces I want that will keep me looking fresh year after year. I got a pair of tan shorts. I got a pair of green shorts. I cannot wait to style these for summer. And I got to tell you, the quality is great because Quince has all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow knit activewear. The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman by partnering directly with top factories and passes that savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, so you can feel good about what you're wearing on every level. So upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/sobad for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sobad to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/sobad. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
What do you, I mean, also, if this relationship was real, Chriselle reads this, I'd be like, pussy. If I was Chriselle, yeah. I'd be like, what a pussy, dude. Like,
a little bitch.
Yeah. That's another reason why I don't want you to be the father of my kid. Like, it's too much. Like, if I mean, you could have just said this to her, not to us. Like, did we need to know any of that?
Yeah. It's like, why do they always feel the need to, like, I know that they're like, they need to keep the public in the loop because they're public figures, but it's like, we don't need that. Like, tell that to Chriselle.
But then it's like, so I just can't get over the happiest time of my life.
I didn't even know he put out a statement. That's how little I care about Jason Oppenheim's statement on the matter.
Well, and then the other bald little brother guy, he broke up with his girlfriend, Tina Louise, this past week too. So like, I was just like, what a brother. Of like, bro, you ain't going through this alone. I'm going to cut loose my fake chick too, you know?
Oh, I didn't know that. That's sad.
Yeah, but that's another relationship that's kind of fake. Now, somebody did send me in my DMs today that, the Chriselle's ex has already moved on and is not admitting it. And she pointed to this girl in Mary Fitzgerald's Instagram picture. And she's like, this is his new girlfriend. Jason's new girlfriend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm trying to find it, but it was them all working together on a project. But she was like another like cute girl as well. And supposedly they had been dating for a while. So I don't know what to say, guy. I just don't. This show, like every time I try to believe it, something happens where it totally makes me realize how fake this show is. Like, this isn't, I'm sorry. I just don't buy this show.
Oh yeah. It's so fake. It's so fake. That's what like, really, like I couldn't fully get into season 4 because it all was so fake and scripted to me and so overly produced and like cocktail dresses to work and like full glam at work. Like,
yeah,
I need my reality to be like a little more real.
Yeah, I mean,
put that on my tombstone.
I need, by the way, if I ask your mom, what should we put on Sophie's tombstone? She's like, she doesn't need anything. Just
She doesn't need a tombstone. We're just going to bury her in a ditch in the backyard.
Okay, no, here it is. The girlfriend supposedly is this girl named Katie Johnson. Her profile is I am Katie Johnson, K-A-T-Y. She has 104,000 followers. She's going to be on Joe Millionaire Fox January 6th on Fox TV, it says. But supposedly, this is the girl that Jason is dating now, according to...
I can't believe they're bringing Joe Millionaire back.
I mean, Joe Millionaire, you guys, was a show on Fox, like, I think it was like 20 years ago. It was like a long-ass time ago. And the whole conceit is these girls think they're marrying a millionaire, but it's actually a broke dude made to look
like
a millionaire.
He was like a construction worker.
Yeah, yeah. It was like... I remember that, watching that with my buddy Pat. We would always watch like Real World and shit like that together. And there was one scene in Joe Millionaire where this girl gave like a BJ in the woods, but like you just heard like sound.
Ew.
And it was groundbreaking. I was like, I've never, like, 20 years ago, that was groundbreaking. I was like, what? They got away with that?
Remember, I Want to Marry Harry?
No. Oh, Harry Hamlin?
No, it was the reality show where they tricked these women into thinking they were competing for Prince Harry's heart, but it was just a British ginger that, like, a random British ginger that, like, kind didn't even look like him on it. You haven't heard of this?
No, never.
Ryan.
No.
I need to take you down this rabbit hole.
It feels like that would be illegal.
No, it is. It's like when you watch it back, you're like, this is not, like, probably ethical.
Well, it's crazy because VH1 used to have a stranglehold, a chokehold on reality shows with the Flavor of Love and Rock of Love and all of these, you know, celebrity weight loss or celebrity fit club intervention. And then the one girl from Rock of Love had her spinoffs. I'm forgetting her name off the top of my head. And one of the contestants on that killed his ex, and it was happening during filming. And it kind of put a kibosh on all of those VH1 reality shows, which they had gone so far ahead of everybody else. The I Love New Yorks, all of that. They really had something special in VH1, and it all stopped with that murder, you know?
What? Oh my God.
What was her name? Fluffy? Or
no, her name was Megan.
Megan. Oh, Megan Wants a Millionaire.
Megan Wants a Millionaire was what it was. Yeah, I remember that. And he was like, he made it far.
Yeah.
He made it extremely far into the show, which is why they had to, like, cancel the whole show, because they couldn't just edit him out. Like, he was, like, one of the final, like, two or three people.
And up until that point, Megan thought her life was like, oh, wow, I'm going to be like a star for the rest of my life.
And also, like, trigger warning, just like, it's really disturbing what he did to, like, this girl. Like, it wasn't just like, you know, I don't know what a casual murder would be, but this was not casual. He, like, chopped her up and, like, put her in a suitcase and threw her in a dump. It was, like, extremely disturbing shit. And yeah. Oh my God. That was crazy.
Yeah. It was crazy.
I can't believe you haven't heard of I Want to Marry Harry though.
No, but I got to tell you though, I would probably have, like, blocked it out anyways, because I'm not a huge fan of the Royals. Like, I've never, like, more recently I have because of, like, it felt like very, like, like getting into pro wrestling. It's like a whole thing, you know? It's like, if you get into the Royals, you have to, like, get into all the minutia of that. And it's like at the same time, like, the Royals don't do shit. They just, like,
no, I agree with you. I don't understand the fascination with the Royals at all. I wanted to say that I Want to Marry Harry came out in, like, 2006 or something. And that's why it sounds so backwards. It was 2014.
Jeez. time is a flat circle. I don't even know.
Oh my God. You have to look at it, because he didn't even look like him. He was a random ginger British dude. And I actually read an article recently where women on the show were like, yeah, I was being gaslit. And they were, because they were like, wait, they would go into London and they would see, like, the Prince Harry memorabilia. And they were like, wait, that doesn't look like him. And the producers were like, yeah, it is him. He just looks different in person. Like, they were gaslighting them.
Well, people want to believe in, like, you know, people want to believe in the power of celebrity, and people want to be around celebrity. That's why we sell all of this shit. That's why there are even YouTubers and all that. Like, people want to prop people up. People want to believe so badly in something, you know? And I feel like that's why I would love to really talk to some kids and see what their opinion on celebrity is and how it's changed. Because I know with them, like, YouTubers are celebrities to them. TikTokers are celebrities to them. And that's wild to me. I would really love to know their relationship with celebrity, because I think it's completely different than what we're used to.
Yeah, actually I don't know if anyone was able to kind of check this out, but I did a Twitter Spaces with Winter Mitchell.
Oh yeah, I'm doing one in January. Yeah.
Yeah, and it was really great. And we kind of talked about parasocial relationships with, like, celebrities, and how, you know, Winter gets very invested in, like, Ben Affleck's things. Yeah. And, like, it's like, how healthy is this? How normal is this that we, and, like, just kind of celebrity culture. It's like, celebrities kind of need us to get invested too. You know, like, they need the fans.
Well, I got scared this week thinking about, like, old school Hollywood. And I don't mean old school in, like, the 40s, 50s. I mean old school in, like, 90s, of, like, you know, you think about people like Ben Affleck and Matt Damon, their film, The Last Duel by Ridley Scott, just completely bombed a couple months ago. And you're like, you know, is there any place for these people anymore? Like, what is you know, like Jennifer Lopez, you call like a four quadrant artist where she's singing, dancing, acting. She'll do it all. But like Ben Affleck is like, you got your acting and now you got like, well, at least he's with J-Lo so he can keep his name out there. But you, I'm starting to realize that 20 year gap that all of a sudden 20 years have gone by. And I'm like, oh yeah, like we're going to see these people get older and fall out of fame at a certain point. Or not care. Well, like we
Winter
did.
Said something interesting. Winter was like, I need him to get back to like directing and producing. Like, what happened to Argo?
I mean, an amazing film.
What happened to Argo type movies? Like, why isn't he making Argo? Like, go back to making Argo type movies, Ben. I think he needs to go behind the scenes. I think he'd be really good directing. That's what he knows.
He's a very good director. He directed Argo. Yeah. He directed, what was that one before Argo that he did with his brother? That detective film. But I think he's very.
It must have been really good.
No. Gone Baby Gone. Gone Baby Gone.
Oh yeah.
And remember and he did The Town too with Jeremy Renner.
Oh, I love The Town. Yeah. Wait, I love The Town. There's one line when he's like, I just want to put this whole. No, it's a Boston accent. I'm doing like the Southern.
You were Bradley Cooper.
Like, I was doing Jackson Maine, where he's like, I want to put this whole city in my rear view. What? You know what I mean?
I do, but I'm just trying to go through your accent work.
How do you do it? What's a Boston accent? Do a Ben Affleck.
Dude, believe me, I don't. How you like them apples? No, I don't even know how to do it. I don't even know. I don't know.
That's a hard one. Yeah. I want to put this whole town in my rear view. Yeah. That's what he did. Okay, that was better. That was better.
We'll workshop it. It's
we'll work on that. No, Jackson Maine.
Yeah. Fucking idiot. Hey, fucking ugly. So that is okay. So we're thinking about future. We're thinking about pop culture now. Now heading to Bravo. Now
Megan King Edmonds.
Well, that's what I was going to talk about, you guys. Another thing that just shows that romance is dead. Megan King Edmonds and her husband, Mr. Cuffe, which is Joe Biden's nephew.
Is that how it's pronounced?
Cuffy? I mean, what? I mean,
I thought it was Cuffy.
It's C U F F E. So I mean,
he needs an accent mark over the E to tell us what to do with it.
Man, I think she woke up and realized her last name was Cuffy. Like, that's a really hard.
Is his last name not Biden? I thought Cuffy was his first.
Well, it's Yeah, Cuffy Biden Owens. Sorry. So they split after 2 months of marriage. Like Kim Kardashian, she's in the Kim Kardashian kind of realm there. She has told friends they broke up. The source says, what is unknown when they met, they went Instagram official in September, just a few weeks before saying I do on October 11th. Now, Joe Biden even took off Monday of work to go see this wedding. And that's where I kind of also be like, shame on you, Joe Biden. But also like Megan, girl, like you're stopping world policy now. Like don't have a president come to your wedding. Well, but also if you're going to have a wedding, you're going to marry the last 2 months, take that shit somewhere else, you know, like get a past president to come, you know?
It's so embarrassing because like, you'd think that since the president came to their wedding, it's embarrassing enough when you spend all this money and waste people's time on a wedding and then it ends 2 months later. Like, that's embarrassing. But the president was at your wedding. Like, you can't lie and pretend for like a couple more months at least. Like, they really hate each other. Like, what happened?
That's what I was saying is that this story got released on the 24th. Also, who pushed that story on the 24th? Like, I would have hid that story into January or that first 2 weeks of January when it's like a wasteland. But like, that's like dark to push that story out on Christmas Eve. Like that is
I feel like they almost wanted to hide it because they knew people would be like, you know, celebrating Christmas.
Now I do have to point out like something that is becoming more and more obvious. First off, the reason I hate this the most is that I flip and hate Jim Edmonds, her ex. And he's such an asshole.
Celebrating.
Oh, totally. So that is the reason I really hate it. But the second reason is you got to kind of think like Megan's might be a difficult person. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like he must not be a bread basket. He must not be a great guy either. But I mean, 2 months. Come on. That says something's up. And to get married that fast too.
I think that she definitely has her own issues, whether it's like, you know, toxic habits or whatever it is. Like I have like a hiccup. She definitely has her own issues. Like clearly this is not normal behavior. And I think that she was in like one other Was she engaged before this, or she was in another really serious relationship before this?
She was in another relationship before this.
Like, I think she just needs to be, like, alone for a little bit. Like, I don't know.
Well, listen,
it's
more fun to be with people for the most part until you realize that it's okay to be alone as well. But I get wanting to be with somebody, but this just, now I will give you one piece of information that was given to me by a friend that I trust. And this person said, okay, this might not be completely correct, or said that my friend goes to the gym that they both go to, and on the day this came out, they were together at that gym.
Megan and Cuffy?
Megan and Cuffy. Yeah, Cuffy. Yeah.
What?
So, I mean, by the way, but also the friend that told me this is a really stand-up person. Like, I doesn't ever kind of bullshit, and I've gone to for a lot of, you know, like, so
a stand-up man.
A stand-up guy. Like, I don't know. So take that with, so I'm sure we'll have more information coming out. But here's another story that got released over like the Christmas Eve, which was wild, is if anybody's watching Real Housewives of Orange County, we newcomer Noella is letting us know that her husband all of a sudden up and left her and filed for divorce from Puerto Rico. And is this whole thing, all this stuff is coming out. Now, his law firm is called Sweet James. And if you know anything about Sweet James, if you live in California or Arizona or a couple different other locations.
You had heard of him before this?
His billboards are everywhere. And I'm not even like, I'm talking even my ride from Los Angeles to Arizona.
Sweet Baby James.
Sweet Baby James, yeah.
Sweet Baby James.
He's an ambulance chaser, but he's a very, I thought, a very successful one. His ads, like right by my parents, there's like a billboard. There's so many of his billboards. And so he finally made a statement on Christmas Eve, a three-part Instagram. Did you watch these videos?
I did actually. He was saying that the housewives really changed Noella.
And said that they had gotten into a very bad life of sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Yeah.
And
that he was like a Puritan or something before he met her.
He is an ex-Mormon. I did find that out. But so it's really wild, you guys, because he did like 6 minutes worth of Instagram stories and said, I have taken care of my kid. I love my child so much. Unfortunately, it's not going to work out with Noella. She has changed since she went on Real Housewives, which is what she wanted. We even bought the house so she could be on Real Housewives. Now, this is one of those stories where I think this guy is cuckoo Cocoa Puffs, but at the same time, I also think Noella deeply, deeply wanted to be on this show. Like, she befriended Bronwyn last season. Like, you know, like a deeply, deeply wanted on this show. I still think this guy, I mean, from what I hear, I've heard a lot of alleged rumors that they met on a sugar baby website and that they actually had, that they were messing around with other women as well. So I don't think this guy is as puritanical that he would like you to believe, even before Noella.
Discover why critics are calling Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes the best film of the franchise.
What a wonderful day!
It's a jaw-dropping spectacle that demands to be seen on the biggest screen possible.
I need to go.
Hang on. It is our time. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Now playing only in theaters. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Welcome to the Snapple Market Auditory Experience. Close your eyes. Imagine you're walking into your neighborhood store. You make your way to the back and reach for your favorite Snapple flavor. You can't wait. You take a sip. Whoa, that's a lot of flavor. What flavor are you holding? Now open your eyes and check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavorful Snapple near you.
I don't really believe either of them. Like, I'm on neither side. I feel bad for her that he left no money, because that's
he says he has a kid to take care of. Well, I'm going to read you her Instagram post where she disputes this, but I'm just like, this is wild that this is all like being hashed out over the holidays. It just feels so, I just feel bad for these guys actually. Okay. So I know it's weird. Noella doesn't show up. Like, you have to like really search for Noella on Instagram. I don't know if she's like,
Shadow banned.
Shadow banned, because you have to, like, if you put in Noella, I have to go to, like, a hashtag and then find where she's tagged into a post. But, okay, so she, for the OC fans out there, she goes, today my ex called me for the first time in 5 months. He asked for my help with his PR. I said, of course. I told him to stop holding up support, get his son a gift for Xmas, and that I was going to use my settlement to buy a home for our family, and I'd publicly thank him. Hours later, he posted his videos. I don't know why this is happening. I was very protective of him during filming and focused solely on my journey. Aforementioned receipts. No, they are real, criminal, and horrifying to relive. So for the sake of our son, don't ever want them to see the light of day. Happy holidays to single moms. And then she wrote, lie, that I chose the show over our marriage. James wanted me on the show to promote his brand. He was my biggest cheerleader throughout the process. Only after his background check revealed he had lied to me for years after his tax debts did he hesitate. At this point, 4 days before filming, it was too late to pull out. And frankly, the show was the only thing keeping him honest. Lie, I was going to file for separation, which made him file for divorce. I retained an attorney with his blessing. He paid the retainer. What James was telling me about his partner's indictment, financial divorce from his ex, and his tax debts didn't make sense to me. I wanted a third party to confirm he was being truthful. He wasn't, but I still did not file. Lie, James paid support. James cut my credit cards when he left and emptied my savings. He cut my Venmo, PayPal, which I used to pay our son's therapist. I have a credit card number on Instacart and Amazon. That is how my family has made it these past months. He has not paid rent and we're in fear of eviction every day. Lie, that we're divorced. James fraudulently filed for divorce in Puerto Rico due to his tax scheme. It is under appeal since he lied multiple times in his testimony and jurisdiction is in California where we're residents and we're married. Lie, James as a dad. James has been in and out of OC multiple times in the past 6 months, shooting a commercial, getting Botox and going out, but hasn't seen his son once seriously. And that was the statement. So that's like dark.
I'm kind of like just, I don't know what to believe. Like, it's just a crazy situation, especially for a first season housewife. Yeah. That was so funny though. When she was crying at the restaurant, Nicole was like, let's get out of here. I'm not comfortable.
Yeah. And then Nicole was like, we're in public. We are in public, which is so funny because the week before Nicole was crying and the DeBros were laughing in her face. And now Noella's crying and Nicole's embarrassed. Like, it's just interesting how life has like these kind of weird little, I don't know. I'm loving OC. I really think, and this, the thing that I love is that you kind of do know that all these ladies are killing to be on the show. I think it kind of gives this weird underbelly of the show that makes it that much more interesting to watch. What did you,
baby?
Yeah, I mean, she's crying her eyes out, but then she's like, Shannon's like, let's invite her out. She's like, yeah, I'm there, I'm coming. Like, she wants to be on camera. Like, this is big for her.
What was the Heather line again, where she was like, if you for my family, for me or my family ever again, you will lose a lot more than my friendship. And that's not a threat, that's a promise.
And everybody was like, slammed her for like, well, that was heavily scripted. But like, that's where Heather comes from. That's like the heavily scripted, like, that's the kind of actor she was. So
yeah, well, that's just Heather. Like, she has, you know, dramatic. I'm trying to think, what was her one? It was from one of her earlier seasons where she's like, it was after she was like gaslighting Shannon also, where she was like, I can't help that she is troubled. I feel bad, but it is not my fault.
I mean, that's who she is. I mean, I feel like she probably goes around saying shit like that all the time in her real life. Like, honestly, I think she,
but when cameras aren't around, that's Heather.
Dude, I will say, I was talking about this with somebody else, and I know this is kind of like guy of me, but like, she's just like, I know Heather is very well put together and all that, but like, not hot in any way, right? Like, not hot in any way.
Oh, I think Heather is.
Really? Really?
Yeah, Heather's goals to me. I think that she's
I think Heather is so well put together, but they're just like, it's just like an asexual vibe, you know?
Well, yeah, she's so rigid.
Yes, it's like
a very rigid type A.
But like, Nancy Reagan was the same way. We know what happened with her, you know?
And we know she was the throat goat.
Well, now Terry has sex god off the charts vibes, oh, you know, God, yeah. With that the leather he wears, you know.
I can't resist when Terry wears his leather jacket.
He's a man, dude.
So hot.
But did you see them all in their matching jammies on Christmas?
Yeah, they're cute. They're cute. Yeah. It's so weird, like, her coming back. And I remember when Coco was a baby. Like, it's so weird.
Okay, so we got Pete's mom, Pete's, Noelle and Sweet James. Oh, Sex and the City's latest episode. Once again, man, this non-binary podcaster is one of the worst characters. I can't handle it. I mean, I can't. Yeah. I'm enjoying pieces of Sex and the City, but I don't know why the podcaster bothers me so much. And it's not the non-binary part. It's the part that it's like the writers thought this was what a podcaster is, you know. Yeah. Like, it's weird. And then, like, even the, and then Bobby Lee's the sidekick podcaster, and it's like, and then you have Sarah Jessica Parker, which I know they're like, you know, trying to give all different perspectives, but it just comes off wildly, like, forced. I don't know.
Very weirdly written, because in what world would Carrie Bradshaw, who's written about sex for decades, suddenly be like, oh my God, masturbation? Like, yeah. What? It just doesn't make sense. And also, Charlotte, like, looking for, like, token Black friends was, like, a very weird choice. Like, I think that's kind of, like, the opposite of what woke writing, like, they're trying to write the show as woke, but it's just, like, that's not woke. Like, that's, like, disturbing. Like, we don't do that. You know?
You can already tell she's going to hook up with the hot podcast producer. Like, it's like that. He always, Carrie, like, they're like the hot guy that they keep, like, he keeps coming in and like, Carrie, what do you got to say about this, Carrie? And he's always smiling. It's like, they're going to, like, I bet they like bang on the podcast desk at the fancy podcasting office that nobody owns except for fake podcasting companies, you know?
I would like to see it. What else happened? Miranda, like, they're playing up Miranda being an alcoholic.
She's gonna have a relationship with the non-binary podcaster.
Yeah, with Che.
Oh, and speaking of this now, this is a fourth victim has come forward in the Chris Noth. It seems like these things keep coming out. Now, a couple of people have caught Chris Noth, which, by the way, I was right next to him in cameo buys. This you could buy a cameo from me or Chris. Like, we were right next to each other, and it was like
your competition. He's your peer.
Which, by the way, he was still saying that he was doing them for $699 a pop. I only do mine for $20, so it's such like, it's such a great bargain. And I'm not. And when I
$700 for a cameo,
I would make him get on a Peloton and like but also mine is a cheaper price, and I can guarantee you I've never sexually assaulted anyone. Like, I've never, like, I can guarantee it. So but the Chris Noth thing, I'm like, that's wild. He's still doing cameos. But I just think it's such hubris of a dude where he thought he was king shit for like a week. Like, you know, he thought he was riding high because his name was in the news again. Everybody was really appreciating Chris Noth and the character of Big.
Yeah, and the Peloton ad.
Oh, I mean, people were wild for the Peloton stuff. And that's how quick pop culture changes now, was that in a blink, his whole career has gotten pulled
did
away.
Did you tell me this last week, or did I read this somewhere, that he was supposed to sell his tequila brand?
Yeah, I did. For $12 million, he was selling his, and they pulled out.
Yeah, that's crazy. Well, that's what you get, bitch.
Yeah, bitch. This is a horrible news story as well. This made me so nauseous. I highly recommend you don't go check this out. But the magazine Paper, which I thought was done, but they must be coming back and they must really just have horrible taste. They posted a video of Erika Jayne dancing in a latex Santa Claus outfit. Did you see this?
Ew, that was so bad.
It was so embarrassing. Now somebody on my Twitter goes, no, you don't get it, this is camp. And I'm like, first off, bullshit. Like, Erica doesn't understand camp. To the, she can have camp explained to her, but remember, she doesn't do her own costuming. But the video made me really sad, because it was like, when you realize somebody's trying to depend on being sexy and you see that the sexiness isn't there really anymore, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was just cringy. Like, it was uncomfortable. And yeah,
it was uncomfortable. That was it.
Hack it up, bitch.
Yeah. I tried to, I tried to get aroused to it and I couldn't. There was nothing. No, I was very angry.
You like got out the lube and
yeah, like I was like Mr. Big in that Sex and the City episode of like, she's like, masturbate in front of me, Big.
Yeah. And he's like, come on, baby. I can't resist.
I can't resist. It was like, but this, I'm telling you guys, 2022, be prepared for the Erica Jane comeback. Be prepared.
No, we don't want it.
And speaking of that,
send
Lisa
Send it back in the mail. Aileen Davidson voice. Send it back in the mail.
Lisa Rinna. Did you see what she posted? Lisa Rinna Amelia posted the video of Amelia and not Amelia and Harry all dancing in their Christmas jammies. And then the girls wrote, Mom, that was for you. We didn't think you were going to post it. And Lisa was like, sorry, not sorry. Now, there's a couple ways to look at that. The girls are in on it, and it's part of the whole bit. And this is going to be her storyline for next season is more daughter bullshit. Or Rinna's just an actual horrible mom, and she posted it without their knowledge, and they didn't want to post it.
She's a horrible mom. Because literally they were commenting like, Mom, why did you post this? You said this was like not going to be for the internet. And she goes, haha, too bad. Like, what? She's such a bad person.
I mean, all signs point to yes. Like, but also, I guess even if you're making money off like using your family and your family playing along with it and faking things, like that's kind of not great, you know? Like I use my family in the recording of the podcast and all that stuff, but like I asked them and I've gotten in trouble a couple of times. Like I really have. Like I've done some Lisa Rinna things in my day and it's not great, but it seems like she's, I don't know. There's like a desperation with Rinna that is very interesting, you know?
Oh yeah. The thirst level. Yeah, of course.
Did you watch Real Housewives of Miami on Peacock? You don't have Peacock, so you didn't watch any of it.
No, I haven't like gotten on Peacock yet.
It's
like
so good.
How do I do it?
Dude, just get you can get like a free 7-day trial and okay. Just like if you're there, like go through Ultimate Girls Trip, go through the first four episodes
Every
of Miami.
Time you read the hashtag for Ultimate Girls Trip, I'm like rugged.
Rugged. We got Housewives in the Island, baby!
In the Island, baby.
But Real Housewives of Miami, you guys, is so good. You have Larsa with her OnlyFans feet crap. You have Alexia is like going off the charts. She finds out her ex-husband is gay, goes to like meet his gay lover. Like she is, I mean, it's the show is really giving good housewives.
I need to watch it.
I really highly recommend it. Also, Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. What did you think of last week's episode? A lot of people are really not hopping on the Salt Lake train. Like I like them to. They say it's too slow. Who cares about a Heather Mormon plot?
Yeah, I am kind of bored that like the Mormon. I know that like
it's I like a it
deal yeah. for Heather, but like it really is like her only storyline. And yeah, I think that the episodes are kind of slow. Last episode last week was a very slow episode, in my opinion. Until the end. And there's always like a very like dark energy. Like it's not like light, fun housewives. Like it feels very dark, probably because of like the Jen Shah stuff and the Mary stuff. Like,
yeah,
it just like is dark energy. I can't explain it.
No, I see that. But like the Mary Cosby stuff, like the Jen Shah, by the way, Jen Shah posted an Instagram thing of her in like diamonds and all that stuff and like kind of like half nude. And it's like, girl, read the room, man. Like, I just don't get it. And secondly, the Mary Cosby shit, we never talked about the apology she sent out in 30 different fonts. Remember when she apologized for like
the fonts?
And she wrote it, you guys, in like 30 different fonts. And it was one of the weirdest, like, people are still trying to decipher it, like hieroglyphics. But it is like Mary is a, you know, it's a very troubled woman, no matter how you cut it, and a very
disturbing to watch. I don't like watching her anymore. Like it's too much. She disturbs me.
It's also interesting to see who, like, I love Lisa Barlow. I love Meredith Marr, but that's also a good housewife too, is when they have a lot of issues too. Like the other ladies have issues too. It's just nobody has the issues that Jen and Mary do. Like they have the brunt of the wackiness in terms of just holy shit, your life is like completely in a different orbit.
Yeah, definitely. I also was reading about some exchange that Mary had with one of her like old church goers that like left the church, And she like said the most terrible things to this person. And like, who knows? I think these texts are real. It was like a whole like thing. A lot of Bravo accounts have been like kind of exposing the stuff about Mary. And she was like, it's not my fault. God doesn't want you. And I was like, that's such a horrible thing to say. Like, she just, yeah, she's disturbing to watch.
I mean, it really is. It is kind of awkward to watch. And finally, you guys, PK, did you read about this? They announced PK's new overseas real estate show.
Yeah.
He is going to be, they describe him as a real estate tycoon. When I'm like, dude, he doesn't even own his house in California. How is he a tycoon?
The word tycoon is doing a lot of work in that sentence.
Yeah, it's like a lot of heavy lifting. But like, yeah, the word tycoon is going to sue PK. Like, yeah. I, by the way, this is, and I told the audience this last week, is that you got to pay attention to things like this because the show will probably be good. PK is entertaining. The show will probably be successful and it will prop him up and actually potentially make him successful. But he's not that right now. And I think that is really what Hollywood and glamour and all that is propagating the image that you are not. Like, he is not that. It's the same thing that Donald Trump did on The Apprentice. Like, I believe that PK will be successful in this show and it will potentially make him erase a lot of his debts that he has. But he is not a tycoon right now, you know?
No, definitely not. No, who is he kidding?
Yeah. What else is going on? What are you doing the rest of the evening?
The Bengals won a very
big. Oh, yeah.
I'm wearing my Bengals.
Are they going to the playoffs?
They don't. It's not official yet, but hopefully they still haven't clinched it. They have a couple more games they need to win. So fingers crossed. I have also been working on something exciting.
Good.
I have been working on my Substack. So yeah, everyone stay tuned for that. Early 2022 is when
Substack, explain, is where you put all of your writing and people can subscribe to it.
Yeah, it'll be like my own little newsletter with my own musings and thoughts and writing, and you can subscribe to it. So yeah, stay tuned for that.
I love that. Okay,
good. I love that,
Lisa. I love that. I did see you talking trash about the other team's sportsmanship today that was playing the Bengals.
Oh my God. They're so stupid, Ravens fans. Sorry if you're a Ravens fan listening to this. They're so they're so angry.
You're so angry. That's the other thing, is what are you doing for New Year's? What are you, if you get a negative test, what are you doing for New Year's?
So I need a test negative. This is actually kind of funny. I don't know if I should say this, but my girlfriend, one of my friends who is also going to be in town, she basically has, you know, an ex fling who has a restaurant, and we want to go there for New Year's, go to dinner. And then there's a New Year's party, like a small get together that we're going to go to.
Is it Bobby Flay?
Yeah, it's Bobby Flay.
Nice.
Yeah,
it's
not in the city. I think it's like, yeah, it's like around.
Is it Guy Fieri?
Yeah. He takes her to Flavor Town.
So if it's an ex-fling, is it now that's no longer an ex-fling? It's a fling then, right?
No, it's her ex-fling. That's why I was like, I don't know if I should say this because it sounds psycho, but we really just want to try the food.
Well, that sounds good and potentially awkward. Yeah.
What about you, Ryan? Now that Fish is canceled, what are you doing?
Oh my God. We didn't mention that Fish canceled their Madison Square Garden shows, which means that Austin Kroll has nowhere to go this New Year's Eve, because that's where you guys, that's where he said he was when he was drunk texting Lindsay that he wanted to date her in 2021, which I still, if we get that phone, I know that he probably said that to 30 girls that night, but he was like, come on, Lindsay, you know, I was at Fish. Come on. And then they did a shot of him in like Joker makeup and all of this stuff, the Fish show. And it really got, I have somebody I'm really close to that loves Fish dearly. And that really turned me off of Fish. I was like, oh, there's a bunch of Austins there, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and Fish didn't even happen. Now it's not happening 2 years in a row. So, like, what's Austin going to do?
Austin is up shit creek. And, like, that means he's going to, like, you know, he's going to make Craig take him somewhere or, like, come hang out with you, bro, you know?
Yeah, yeah. They'll probably stay in Chucktown.
Oh, and it looks like Carl and Lindsay are official. They did like an Instagram thing. Oh, sort of.
I don't know. I'll believe it when we see it.
Well, it wasn't the first picture. It was like the fourth picture in the series where they were together. But I don't know, man. That's, they're spending a lot of time, and she is doing everything in her power to show us how happy she is in these photos when he's there. I think it's on.
We'll see.
Oh my God. Just text her right now and ask her if it's on.
We'll see.
Ask her if it's on. It's my Christmas wish. Okay, you guys, you're welcome. We did a show, even though we should be taking this week off. I'm messing with you guys. We love you. Anything else to say?
No. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year's, everyone. Love you, baby gorgeouses.
Bye, baby gorgeous. Bye.
Bye.
Betches.